Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this like right now.
Seriously.
iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, to be honest, listen, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we are back this week. We could have took the week off, but we're not. We're keeping it moving because we're about to get to it. We here. We in the palace, in the den. We're going to sit around and talk about all the things that's happening around entertainment and pop culture. We're going to do this thing because this is the podcast that you subscribe to. And people who went on iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review, we love y'all because y'all keeping us going, y'all keeping us moving, y'all keeping us doing it. Before we jump into this podcast, I want to thank all the people who went to SamShowNation.com. Those who know, SamShowNation.com is the home for everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And by doing so, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person regarding this podcast. And you can support the podcast that way. You want to support the podcast, you want to go to the Sam Show Nation store. You can show off your love. You can wear it whenever you wear it. You can wear all the swag that we have there, whether it be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers, however you want to show off your love for the Just Talking with Sam podcast. You can do it right there at SamShowNation.com. Click that store link. Or you can support the podcast because we're on various forms of media. You can always go to SamShowNation.com. You can click the podcast link. And by clicking that link, you can get all the podcasts right there on our homepage at at SamShowNation.com. Or however you listen to podcasts. We're currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, or wherever. Anything that's pretty much connected to the internet that has voice coming out of it, you can pretty much find me on that. You can find this podcast. It's a great podcast. We got a few sponsors this week. And the first sponsor is from our good friends at Booking.com. Booking.com guarantees the best prices for any type of property, whether that be apartments, boats, castles, treehouses, villas, yurts, any type of accommodation listed on Booking.com today is more diverse than ever. We know you are planning on traveling the 4th of July. You may be going over your family house. You may be doing your thing. I want you to know that Booking.com is not only with that, they are even truly international. Booking.com is available in more than 42 languages and over a million properties in over 224 countries. Booking.com has never had booking fees or offer booking cancellations on most rooms. Booking.com operates in its own in-house customer service team, which is available 24/7, 365 to assist guests in their native languages to ensure acceptable customer service. The only place we actually do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Booking.com link right there on the current promotions page, and book your next holiday. You know you're going out. You know you're going to have a good time. And the people who are going to make it more accommodative, more available for you, it's the good folks at Booking.com. So go to SamShowNation.com. Click that link. Booking.com. Booking.yeah. Plan your next trip. Next sponsor comes from the good folks, the Boys of Summer, MLB. ShopMLB.com is the official online store of the Major League Baseball. They have tons of selection, whether it be jerseys, shirts, hats, sweatshirts, jackets, home office, collectibles, memorabilia, and more. MLBShop.com features great Major League Baseball gear from all teams in the MLB, including top sellers like the New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox, Chicago Cubs, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, the Detroit Tigers, and many more, as well as players like Chris Bryant, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, Andrew McCutchen, Felix Hernandez, and hundreds of other players. So they want you to get out there rocking those shirts, rocking those jerseys, doing the thing, because who are we kidding? MLB is in full swing. They are the boys of summer. And if you go to SamShowNation.com and you click that MLB link, you can get free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. All thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the MLBShop.com link, and put the offer code FS50 at checkout. That's right, free shipping on all U.S. orders over $50. Go ahead while supplies last. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart.com. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com. Right there on the current promotions page, click the Walmart link. By clicking that Walmart link, you can get a discount on in-store pickup items. This is something I already swore by before they even gave me the discount. But you go to SamShowNation.com right there on the current promotions page. You click that Walmart link and you can get the pickup discount. Order online right here. And you can pick it up right there in the store. You can save even more on eligible items. July 4th is coming up. You probably have family over. You want to get started for the summer. Maybe you're getting a late start for the summer. Maybe you're getting an early start for school. They got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com and you click that link and you can save on everything you want to save on right there at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. But you can have it sent to your friendly neighborhood Walmart. You can pick up right there online in the store for an even deeper discount. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and save yourself some money by getting their pickup discount. You can shop right there online, and all the things that you need will be delivered to your friendly neighborhood Walmart. Mine, personally, I talked to my man DeMarco and Nick, and we get a chance to sit down and chop it up right now. He appreciates the shout-outs that I do on his podcast. So go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and you shop as you normally would. And now you get a discount whenever you pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart. Go ahead. Next sponsor, good folks at Omaha Steaks. Like I said, the 4th of July, Independence Day, is here. That is one of the keynote holidays in which you will be grilling. But Omaha Steaks got you covered. They have tons of different packages for all the grilling enthusiasts. They have monthly specials. They have best sellers. They have the deal of the day. Some of those deals of the day includes a bone-in New York strip steak for four of them for the low price of $69.99. Can't beat that with a stick. Or you could go with some of their specials, some of their combos, whether that be the Happy Family Combo, whether that be top sirloins, 4 Polynesian pork chops, 4 chicken breasts, 2 stuffed sole scallops and crab meat, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 8 jumbo franks, 8 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets for the low price of $79.99. You can't beat that. They got a bunch of other stuff, whether it be steaks, meat, seafood, desserts, and some wine, options. They got it right there. Only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Omaha Steaks link, and by doing that, you get the Sam Show Nation special. That is 4 free burgers and franks of whatever you order from Omaha Steaks if you go through SamShowNation.com. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com. You can shop as you normally would, because Amazon, right there, you click the link, SamShowNation.com. Click the link on the homepage and current promotions page. And by doing that, you yourself can get ready for something like Prime Day. That starts July 10th. That's when Amazon opens its doors to give you the greatest deals you could get. Who are we kidding? Amazon is the internet. Internet was built for a few things, and shopping is one of them. They got everything from A to Z, and they got you covered. So go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click that link on the homepage, the current promotions page, and you get whatever you need. Whether that be, I don't know, movies, whether that be gadgets, whether you be, maybe you, whatever you need. I'm pretty sure Amazon got it. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the link at the homepage, the current promotions page. Get ready for Prime Day. So, here's what we're going to do. Normally, we pause for the calls and get ready for this. But, another person who has been busy and making great music. This is a homie name tag. He got a new one called On Lane featuring MAHD. And we're about to listen to that, and then we'll jump into this podcast. Check out On Lane by my homie name tag.
Put in work, put it down, on a chase for that crown, this royalty, take a bow, you ain't next up, if I got now, I'm up top, look around, who gon' stop me, tell me how, it ain't a game, I ain't playing, though I'm one of the best, I'm just saying, this be the season, we taking it all, look at these people who pray that we fall, I keep my head up and shoot for the stars, I'm better today and improving tomorrow, anyone doubted, I'm proving them wrong, taking that leap and I'm moving along, supporters in my corner rooting me on, it's not just for me, cause I do this for y'all, a win is not enough, I'm going for more, just trying to be undefeated, I had a vision going back to when I was younger. I'm wondering now if you see it. Still got the hunger like I'm never eating. Come to the jungle, the lion you meeting. I will not break, I will not fall apart. I will not show them a sign of a weakness. Not when they see me.
Not when they see me, I'll be gone in the wind. I say when I'm on, they won't call me out again. Stay up in my own lane, they just follow trends. I'm just here to be the greatest when it's counting for the win. I swear when I'm on, they be gone in the wind. When I'm on, they won't count me out again. I stay up in my own lane, they just follow trends. I'm just here to be the greatest when it's counting for the win.
No hesitating, I go for the win. Focus, check out the scope of my lens. Like assassination, go for the kill. Ain't nothing new, I've been dope with the skill. Fakers know they gotta cope with the real. Hold it all, let them know what the deal. This what I think, man, this what I feel. If I ain't the best, then I'm on their heels. Predicted to fail. I aim for the best, I know that I am not the one they expected would tell. Stay on my path and blazing the trail. Tighten my laces, know I got a pace that I'm feeling amazing. While displaying greatness, they ain't giving chances. I had to take it, I'm in my own lane and be one of the greatest. And that's why.
When I'm on, they won't call me out again. I'll stay up in my own lane. They just follow trends. I'm just here to be the greatest when it's counting for the win. They will swear me out again. They be gone in the wind. I say when I'm on, they won't call me out again. I'll stay up in my own lane. They just follow trends. I'm just here to be the greatest when it's counting for the win. They won't call me out again.
Yeah, that was we back, and that was On Lane by the homie name tag. Yes, new music coming from this guy. Check him out. MC, artist, visionary, rapper, podcaster. He wears a lot of hats.
He does.
You can check him out at on Instagram, name tag Alexander. Label music on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm going to post it up on our Instagram. Go ahead, check us out. And I can't stress this enough. The initiative that we got going, we're about to take over iTunes by storm. So please rate, review the podcast. I don't care what you say. I mean, I will hope you give me 5 stars.
Nice.
But go ahead, throw it up there, because we've been kicking flavor for 7 years. And now it's time to like really, really get down on that. Speaking of that, feeling good. We are doing a podcast with most people. Took the week off.
Who took the week off?
Pretty much everyone else.
Okay, well.
You know, it's the 4th of July.
Right, I'd like to say something.
People are doing stuff.
Here, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if you all know this, but today is Sam's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday, Sam.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
How old are you?
I am 33 to Christ age. We out here still doing it, still living life, and just happy to see another day, happy to see another birthday. I feel good, thank you. You know what? I'm feeling good. Normally, let's clap it up for my birthday. Everybody, let's just go ahead and clap that up, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, whenever we do something good, man, I try not to use too many sound effects. I don't want to sound like Morning Zoo Radio.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we try to use it when we use it. So, you know, clap it up. Good things happen.
I was trying to think of something to on air to celebrate your birthday.
5-star review on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review over birthday. If you can hear me, hey, I want to give this man a gift. Let me go to iTunes. 5 stars. Happy birthday.
You are now.
You can actually put happy birthday as the review.
You're leaving your 33rd. Actually, when you turn 33, you're walking into your 34th year. So between 33 and 34th, anything you would like to accomplish?
Lately, the iTunes takeover. I don't know if you just heard that. That's short-term goals. Let's keep it going, man. Have some great guests on here. Let's do some pretty cool stuff.
Non-show related.
All right. I have a pretty decent life. I'm all right.
Nothing that you want to do? No places you want to go?
Not off the top of my head. I like Fiji. Though it was another one.
You did ask me about Antigua.
Antigua? Pretty much they made a song about it. I'm pretty much one of them.
Jamaica,
Bahama. I've been to those.
I've not been to Jamaica.
Jamaica.
We went to the Bahamas. We did not go to Jamaica.
All right. Jamaica it up now. What's up?
Let's go to Jamaica.
Either way. I mean, thank you with all the stuff out of the way personally. Let's get to the news. We may be a little bit behind in this because last week we talked to the great Pieces of a Dream. Mm-hmm. And some people slid. Some news stories slid under the radar. So if it sounds redundant, hey, it is what it is. First off, I want to open this by giving a shout out. Prodigy of Mobb Deep, he passed away. It sucks. Sickle cell is a thing, man. And I hate it that a lot of my guys are starting to go that I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
But he went young, man. He went real young.
What was it, 43?
42.
42.
And he went real young. And then you start thinking about that catalog of music. It ain't as bad
and
as 2016.
Like, you think about Nas, you think about Jay-Z, all the think people about, that are around his age.
Yeah, and now you start getting that thing like, here we go. You talk about my age. I actually looked at that like, I think I'm at the age where the people I grew up watching are either going to start quitting doing something, or just unfortunately pass away. And I'm thinking about Shook Ones. I'm thinking about a lot of Quiet Storm. I'm just a lot of the songs that like really resonate. The entire HNIC album. That so damn. I mean, hey man. My condolences go out to his family and just rest
Havoc.
In peace, man. So
what? Havoc and Prodigy.
Yeah, that was. But speaking of people, I talked about like they getting old, they quitting. My man Daniel Day Lewis, the actor.
Oh yeah, you tell me about that.
He done.
Okay.
No reason given. He just like I'm done with this acting game. I personally, looking at this cat, he's one of them method actors, man. He one of them cats when he was Abraham Lincoln. You saw the movie. Oh, we saw the movie Lincoln, right?
I don't think I've seen it. I think you seen it.
All right. He had to be addressed as Lincoln throughout the entire time. He didn't break character even when the camera was off. You ever seen Gangs of New York?
No.
He got pissed because he was a bad guy like with the hatchet. He threw a hatchet and killed a man.
Mm-hmm.
He learned how to throw hatchets. Like, it was 1890. He lived his entire life like it was 1890.
Oh, dang, they look. That's a guy that looked like Billy Bob Thornton.
Alright.
He doesn't?
He do a little bit, but you can do whatever the hell he want. Nah, he's done with acting. But I personally don't trust it, because he didn't retire before, and then he came out of retirement. Like, Jordan wearing a 4-5, he out. He like, I don't do this one more time. And then he did something like, he did There Will Be Blood.
Okay.
After There Will... That shit.
I don't understand. Like, I feel like acting is not a job that you necessarily have to retire from. Unless you get sick or something like that. Because acting is not something... It's not like you going to Chrysler every day. You may work for 6 months and then you can be home for six months.
But here go the shit, though. Here's why he needs to retire.
Making money in the process.
Here's the reason he's retired. He actually did those jobs. Okay. Whenever he played the role...
Method acting, correct?
He had to go out and do whatever that shit was.
He's a plumber.
He's a plumber for like a year before you even start filming.
Wow.
So, you know, hey, if he come back...
That works for him.
Next news story. Something near and dear to my... You know, last week was Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And I want to give it up for Keyshawn Johnson. Did the most... This is a dad move. Mm-hmm. This is a dad move, man. This is great dad, man. Keyshawn Johnson took his son from the basketball football team after like there was a weed bust on his son.
Okay.
So he said, "Oh, word, you want to get out here and you want to smoke weed and you want to be one of these things? You ain't playing football for 6 months. Holla."
Wow.
And his son ain't no slouch.
Okay.
Nebraska, the team, was about to let that shit slide.
Mm-hmm. He plays for the college.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nebraska was like, no, Keyshawn, We need him. Season about to start. No, he said, if you want to get out here, you want to smoke weed, you want to do this, you know, you don't need to be out here. So, you don't need to be on this field. So, all that behavior that's hyping you up. Mm-hmm. Yo, you know what? Clap it up for my man, Keyshawn Johnson. Man. That's some dad shit. Great parent.
I feel like if Charles was messing up in school or something, or he's doing something in the business, and then you still want to play sports, like that's what, I never understood. They even playing like high school sports, like how the athletes are always coddled.
Oh, Nebraska was ready to coddle him.
Yeah, that's always.
But no, his dad, Keyshawn, stepped in and said, "No, you can't have that. You can't be doing that." Nah. Here goes something that's near and dear to your heart. Mm-hmm. Heard about the Kendall?
Hotep Ken and all that.
Yeah. The Kendall has gotten a makeover with new body types, skin tones, hairstyle. They got one with cornrows. They got kind of like a fat one. They got a fat Ken.
It's about time.
They got like a beige, light skin.
Did they put a penis on Ken?
No. Okay. But they got the hair that you could dress them up. They got light skin. Not white. They got the Michael Ealy one.
They got the Ken with the man bun and mm-hmm. all that, yeah.
One with a little bit more weight on. See, you as a girl, I would imagine, you used to play with Barbie. I know you did.
I just stopped playing with my Barbie until I was old.
You only had one Ken.
I had like two, actually.
No, I don't know personally. I'm just saying, growing up.
Oh, yeah, it was just one Ken. It was either the black Ken or the white Ken.
And that black Ken had the most, it was like mini fro. It was like indistinguishable. It was like mini fro, like almost Jerry curl.
It was just a plain plastic hair. It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, but they got the Ken with the low cut. Nah, they got Ken to step this game up, man.
But it's about time though, because they got Asian. I hate to say Asian Barbie, but Barbie, they made Barbie look thicker. Some Barbies are like more like on the plus sides, being plus sides. So.
I remember this being a controversy because they made Barbie's breasts smaller, too.
Yeah, because they wanted to make her realistic. Because Barbie had, they made her waistline a little wider, her hips a little smaller, and her boobs smaller. Because they wanted to make it more realistic to what a woman looks like. Because not every woman is hippie and top heavy. Not every woman is shaped like that. So, they just wanted to make it realistic. And I think the same thing with the Ken, because it's about time Ken got a makeover. Because every man does not look like a Ken doll.
Okay. Now they have a Ken doll that kind of looks like me.
Nerdy black guy.
They have that Ken doll now. They do. They do have a nerd.
That works.
They do have black nerd Ken. I saw that one too.
I mean, that's cool. I take that. If I had a daughter, we'd be at the in the Barbie section. But we have a son, so we won't be in the Barbie.
It is what it is. They did so much work on Barbie to the point where they were like, "All right, maybe we should pay attention to Ken." Mm-hmm. Now here goes something. In the news that I thought just made me feel good. Mm-hmm. Heard about Sharon Osbourne?
No, I did not.
All right. So check this out. This was last week, so forgive me if people heard it. Okay. But Sharon Osbourne See, her niece is getting married.
Okay.
Her niece was getting married. And, you know, Sharon, I don't know if you watched the talk.
She's Sharon.
Yeah. With our good buddy, Aisha Tyler, you know.
Who's leaving the show.
Who's.
After this season.
Why? I didn't know that. Hold on.
Her last season on the talk.
Why?
Because she wants to be a movie producer or director. So.
Oh, yeah. Because she did that one directing.
Yeah. She feels like that's her passion. And she wants to spend the rest of her
she did. Hold on, wait. She did that one movie that was cold. And she did a bunch of videos. Still cold. But the point was, she quit her podcast because... I know we side note from Sharon Osbourne. Mm-hmm. But she quit her podcast because she had so much going on. She had the producing, directing thing.
I watched the video bed that night. You watched it with me. When she was telling the audience that she quit. That she was leaving after the season.
Oh, she was doing. She got Archer.
She had the ugly
Who's Line.
She's saying she's like, I got. I'm on like four different shows, including this one.
Yeah.
And I have to let one of them go. Like,
she let the podcast go.
She had to let the most demanding of the shows go because Archer is just a voice thing. She can literally go in one day and do her whole thing. Who's Line is anyway? They film over a course of a couple weeks. The talk they film darn near. I think she said 10 months out the year. They filming.
Most demanding one,
so she had to let go of the talk because it was more demanding of her time.
And she can't move around. She on the cop show. Was it NCIS?
And if she does the talk, she has to be there.
Yeah, she can't go. She can't go nowhere.
She can't go do a movie and come back. It don't work like that. So she just had. It's too much for her.
Aisha, hey, it sucks that you leaving, but come on back to the podcast. You made a quick, and I mean brief, appearance years ago. To Just Talk With Sam podcast. And I mean brief. But I would love to have Aisha Tyler here. And we could sit down and chop it up in a full hour. How we do it. For real. Mm-hmm. But back to Sharon Osbourne. A little digression there. Peace. I'm sorry about that. Sharon Osbourne. She a wild cowboy. She get out there. So they said, oh, you getting married? You finna have your bachelorette party? I'm down. Auntie Sharon is down, right?
Okay.
So Auntie Sharon took to the strip club, hood strip club.
Ooh.
We talking Chocolate City. We talking Chocolate City 2. I'm on BET currently playing.
Oh, okay.
Less light skinned people. You're going wild cowboy this thing. We don't give you something you ain't never seen.
Okay.
So dance is getting all good. So Sharon was just like, this your last time out, Auntie Sharon here. Mm-hmm. You know, she been touring with goddamn Black Sabbath and Ozzy all her life, so she
knows how to have a good time.
Her threshold is a little higher than most, so skirted off a couple bucks,
mm-hmm.
And the stripper put a dick on her head.
Put a
penis right across, literally on her head.
Okay.
And then her niece didn't know how to react, so she just broke out, started crying. All that meat right there on her forehead.
Like, he rested on her head and he just slapped her with it.
I don't know the extent of this. He just...
Like, I need that information.
Sharon had to... All right, let me put it like this. Whatever he did, Sharon had to come out the next morning and apologize. And she was just like, you know what? We tear it up. That was her apology. We tear it up.
I bet.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry that she crying. I'm sorry she's sobbing, but goddamn, I'm a wild cowboy. Well, I want to see some dick.
Okay, Miss Sharon. I'm here for it. I've only been to a dude strip club once. And
you didn't go with Sharon?
No, I didn't. I went for my bachelorette party. Which was the day before our wedding.
When me and the fellas was praying.
It was fun. Shut up, lying.
When me and the fellas was, you know.
Damn, we've been married for this long now. You can find
Well, me and the fellas was out there at the revival meeting.
Saying how long we've been married?
I'm just saying, man, so, you know. That's how you want to live your life. Me and the fellas was out here. We, you know.
Answer the question. Did you all see strippers, yes or no?
I'm just saying, we don't participate in those activities that maybe you and yours participate with.
Did a stripper come here?
No. We don't get down like that.
Did you go to the stripper?
We don't get down like that.
You went to the strip club. You went to 007. I already know.
All I'm just saying is you and your heathen girlfriends got all out
I'm
there.
All I'm saying is that we've been married this long. You can finally admit you went to strip club.
I don't know, man.
I already know you went.
Hey, I can't go out and do
it
that.
It was confirmed by one of the people that you went with.
I don't know, man.
007.
I don't know, man.
Because I ain't stupid.
Hey, I can't get out there and do that and make it in time for the prayer breakfast the next morning.
We had a prayer breakfast day our way.
No. I had a prayer breakfast.
Y'all niggas were so drunk at the strip club. I ain't stupid.
We had to get out there.
No, it's a certain point of the time in the night in the male strip club where everybody gets musty because it's a bunch of dudes. And they got all musty.
Logistically, I understand, because if you're dancing that hard and
they were just musty, and I was like, no, I cannot.
But he put that musty dick right on the forehead. Man, cry. He didn't force her to do anything. It wasn't. He just, I guess, she saw it and was overwhelmed.
She probably was. You know, they fluff before they come on the stage. You know. Fluff.
Once again, I didn't know how much research you did.
I
know what fluffing is.
You know what fluffing is, right?
Yeah.
They jack off to a point to where they're...
We understand what fluffing is.
Big and long.
Yeah, some people are growers, not showers, but in order to alleviate from that, you got to fluff. Yeah, but I get that. So let's just move on. Let's just move on. The, one news stories I want to touch on. I mean, because you know how I like hearing about no good judges. We have a new no good judge.
Who? Judge Lance Ito?
We have a no good judge. Nah, I know the Philando thing. I ain't worried. Man, that bugs the shit out of me. But we like to do the thing, you know, lighthearted. Keep it funny. Mm-hmm. No good judge went after my man Ben Vereen.
Ben Vereen?
Ben Vereen, Roots!
Oh, Ben Vereen.
Check this out. Ben Vereen.
I'm listening.
For whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no good judge.
Mm-hmm.
Has to pay 10 stacks, 10 grand, to his ex-wife of 40 years. He divorced her in 1972.
Is she white?
I don't think that. No, but I don't think that has
I'm about to do some research.
That's just a no good judge. He got to pay her. Ready for this shit?
Well, I'm ready.
Because the court itself mixed up. Let's pull it up right here. Root star Ben Vereen has to pay a woman he divorced more than 40 years ago $10,000 because he forgot he already divorced her when he sued her once again last year when he dissolved the marriage.
So it's
he got to pay. No.
So had he not sued her, he wouldn't have to pay her.
Here's what he did. He got to pay the 10 grand for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. I just read the headline. All right, the story is like this. The headline and the B-line. Story is this. He divorced her, right? She tried to sue him 40 years later because when she went to last year, this would have been last year, 2016, mm-hmm. She filed for Social Security, right?
Okay.
So when she filed for Social Security, they said like, hey, I don't know if you noticed or not, you still married on our side, on your side, because you never updated your records.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is cool. Okay. So, she contact Ben like, hey, look, we need to get this finalized. He said, leave me alone. I ain't done with this. I signed the papers. I signed them before. I signed them in 72. And then again, I had to sign them in 79 because you got married. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is real. So, the court never really filed it. But since they didn't file it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that should be a mix-up. She want money because she missed out on Social Security in 2016, which would have been 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden Ben got to pay for that? Man, get the fuck out of here, man! There's no good judge territory. No good judge is like, well, Ben, I know we fucked up, but you got it, dog. Ben ain't been in shit since.
Let me see what his net worth is.
Not 10 grand worthy.
His net worth is $5 million. So he got it.
Ben. When the last thing Ben was in?
He did some TV shows.
Guest spots? They don't have a show around him.
I'm pretty sure they paid him about $10,000.
Come on. That's $10,000 4 years ago.
Is it $10,000?
No, it's straight up.
What's the problem?
Here's the problem. Somebody shouldn't just show up 40 years later. Hey, not for nothing, but can I have $10,000?
If you block me from getting my social security number,
get the fuck out of it. Hey, that's your fault, man. No good judge, man.
Because the alimony probably planner.
No good judge,
blocked
dog.
Blocked up Social Security.
No good judge. You mean to tell me 10 grand?
I forgot he was Will's daddy.
The heartwarming episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He ain't done nothing since 2014.
Yeah!
On TV.
He was...
The last movie he was in was Top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he was in Top 5. Jeez. But shit, everybody was in Top 5. Believe it or not, I was in Top 5. You was too.
Bye.
Everybody else was. Jesus Christ, do you know how many people was in Top 5?
Nope.
Nate, all you had to do is live in New York. And you was in Top 5, real talk. So my boy Nate was in there. What's up, Nate? Yeah, what's that? I know I'm talking. There's only three people who know this. What's up, Nate? Give him a quick shout out. All right, next news story. Gotta give a shout out to Nate, but keep the show rolling. Next news story. Right. I gotta say this, man. You know I'm down with Star Wars,
right?
You know I'm down with the Force.
Yeah.
As of Wednesday, I guess.
Okay.
The LA City Council okayed the plans for now the George Lucas Museum.
Alright.
So all the works of George Lucas. Star Wars, I would imagine, have a deep set in there. But I would imagine, like, American Graffiti. All of this is going to be in this museum. So, look. If I was ever going out west, this is it. Nah. This is it. Nah. I'm ready. George Lucas Museum, sign me up. And on top of that, since we down with the Force, more Star Wars news, right? Rogue One will now be on Netflix July 7th.
That's so, the one that came out.
I've already seen it, but I don't see
is
it again.
Is that the first one?
Oh.
That came out?
Rogue One, man.
The first of the two, of the newest ones.
Nah, man.
That's the second of the two? The second one?
Rogue One. Like, I'm giving you a look right now.
Okay, all right.
You ain't down with the Force.
I don't want to be.
And last time, last news story. This was a big Star Wars. If you down with the Force, you love Star Wars, this has been a great week. Because there was a shakeup with the Han Solo movie. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get a director because the twins left. Or I don't want to call them twins. The brothers left. That was a shakeup, and that Han Solo movie didn't have a director.
Mm-hmm.
But one man answered the call, Mr. Ron Howard.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Okay.
That movie just went from great.
Who's doing it for? J.J. Abrams?
To awesome. No. Oh, shit.
Didn't J.J. Abrams do some of the movies? One of the movies?
Yeah, he did Force Awakens.
Okay.
Yeah. Ron Howard, though, man. Ron Howard didn't have his hands on some of the greatest projects known to man. So this Han Solo movie gonna be that deal. You just upgraded in directors.
Okay. I mean,
like,
is that a good
fucking thing? Opie Taylor has been making movie magic. He know a thing or two about space. He fucking did Apollo 13.
I mean, you okay.
You know what? Let's break it down something for Tasha. I gotta get my boy BK in for this, cause this.
That'd be smart. I mean, I'm not a Star Wars aficionado.
No shit. Understatement of the year. However,
I've never seen a movie, so you don't expect me to know a bunch.
All right, look. Who are we kidding? I'm an African American. You are an African American.
Yes, black person.
Black person, African American.
I prefer black.
Okay, whatever. And we are hosting a media outlet this week.
Yes, we are.
We have to talk about the Carters as a whole. All of them. First of all, Jay-Z.
You want to start with Blue Ivy or Little Sims?
All of them.
They claim the baby's names are Rumi or Rummy and Sir. All
right, here it is. Let's start with Beyonce. Beyonce and the twins, they are back home. Everything is straight. No complications.
Well, the twins were a little jaundicey, so they had to stay in the hospital.
Yeah, so they wanted to check out and make sure everything is cool. Nothing to get worried about, nothing to get... You know what? Clap it up for Beyonce and the twins. Clap it up for the Carters. We're going to clap that up now. Yeah, you got to clap it up for the Carters as a whole because, man, they are out here doing the thing. I mean, just... Alright, burying the lead here. I want to talk. I know I'm burying the lead. My girl Solange sold out the Hollywood Bowl this week. First of all, clap it up for Solange. You got to clap it up for all the Carters. Shit.
She's a Knowles.
Whatever. Clap it up, man. Clap it up. Clap it up for my girl Solange because Solange sold out the Hollywood Bowl, which is like a big deal. Quite honestly, to be invited to even play there is a historical landmark, pretty much. The fact that you're playing there, mm-hmm. you are now in history. They have to record this.
Okay.
Not necessarily record it for, like, distribution or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They have to record it because it, since the place is a historic marker, mm-hmm. it will now go in time at one point in time the Hollywood Bowl Solange played here, let alone not only just played here, sold that bitch out. So clap it up, man, for Solange. She doing her thing. Alright, now news go to the patriarch of the Carter family, my man Jay-Z. Where do you start with this man? For starters, the hyphen is back. He put the J. Is J hyphen
Z? Would you like me to get some knee pads?
Man, you know what? You said this shit like give flowers, give respect when they hear, but all of a sudden now I'm dick riding. Nah, I'm that guy.
I just asked the question.
One of my favorite rappers is not only is he back, the hyphen is back. That started the week. And then Obama. President Obama inducts you into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. You're the only rapper in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Well, again, all right. Good accomplishment to have.
And then, proving you are worthy of the title. No pun intended. Title. Get it?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Proving you are worthy. The 444 album drop. And I ain't gonna bullshit you. That is a great album. When I say great, here's how great the album is. I would like to apologize. About a year ago, on this very podcast, I said to you and any other females listening, I said, like, just because you listen to Lemonade does not make you Beyonce. I would like to retract my statement and apologize because after listening to that, it is the male equivalent of Lemonade. I feel energized by listening to that. My favorite rapper rapped and ready for this concept in 2017? I clearly understood the words coming out of his mouth.
You saying you don't understand all the new rappers? Is that
all that mumble rap, that meh. Look, I'm glad I got age appropriate hip hop.
One could say you're hating a bit.
Look, you call it hating. I don't. I just plain
don't like Lil Uzi Vert or Lil Future.
It's not I don't like them. I just don't understand it. That's just I aged out where they are.
Okay.
But Jay-Z?
What about somebody like Gucci Mane, who's the same age, who's in the same age bracket as a Jay-Z?
But at least with Gucci, the mumble rap isn't like that's trap. Not mumble.
Okay.
With Gucci,
you are like referring to like Migos. And
no, even Migos. Let me break down Migos.
Migos are the people that really started the mumble rap.
I love Migos. However, when you start a culture, and I think I said this when me and my brother was on podcast, the Brothers Cast, and they're already podcast couple weeks ago. The deal with Migos is, I don't think I was supposed to like that album. But I love that album because it wasn't for me.
Okay.
Yeah, they did start off the mumble rap thing. But the problem with starting off something is you're going to have a shit ton of copycats.
Yeah, I see that.
So when they started it, it was cool for them, for Migos. Now when you copy Migos, then you're getting off-brand shit, and that's where that's the problem. However, let's get back to Jay-Z. In this album, like I said, I apologize, it's the male equivalent of Lemonade, because I learned so much. I learned that, for starters, he had a clap back for pretty much everybody. He clapped back for Kanye, he clapped back for Beyonce herself, he clapped back for Solange, he clapped back for his mama gay. I didn't even know that. And like, it was an album. 444 will be played on a continuous loop this weekend. I've been listening to it nonstop.
Yeah, no.
Man, it's so many great songs out of there. Kill Jay-Z. That's a good one.
I haven't
one.
Heard it because Jay-Z kind of played us.
Us my ass.
And I'll tell you why.
I like Family Feud.
Like, I'm a person.
I like the cut with Damian
like
Marley. He brought Frank Ocean back.
All right, I'm trying.
I'm sorry, man. I'm fanning out here because.
Can I
you,
talk?
You know what?
Can I talk?
No,
can
before you say what you say.
But I won't lose my train of thought, Sam, so it has something to do this. All
right.
When I say he played us, what I'm meaning is, I'm a person that likes to, I like free trials, subscriptions. I like to get free trials. So basically, if you were to subscribe, the title the day the album came out, it is not available for you right now.
Oh, the Bandwaggers.
So
the Bandwagon people.
I cannot.
I've been rocking with Tidal for a minute.
Unless I have Sprint.
I was here.
Or have had Tidal before June 26th.
$9.99, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying. Like I got Tidal. Man, the story of OJ. That can be played, real talk, the story of OJ can be played at any college campus. You could teach about that. Like, where do I start? Just, like, he give life lessons, and it will be played again. I don't have a lot of these in my phone, just, like, whole albums. It's him, Dre last album. It's just the entire album's in my phone. Clap it up for 444. Clap it up for the Carters. They just having a great week. Clap it up for all of them, man. Jesus, man.
Claps you're giving there.
Man, clap it up for them. That was a great album. Here's what we're going to do. I'm in fanboy mode. I get that.
You gonna play a cut from the album now?
I won't. I want y'all to get title for that. It's worth the $9.99.
Well, I can't get it.
But here's what I don't do.
But I can't listen to Lemonade.
Yeah, get half the story. Man. I got the other half, man.
We don't know if that's true.
Look, and to speculate on that, if it is true, it's like listening to these albums, and I put Lemonade in this as well. Like that theater of the mind, where it is a movie.
Okay.
It is a movie, straight up. Both of them, Lemonade and 444. But the deal with this one, this is more like, when I say theater of the mind, the movie, and all the other good stuff, I can closer identify with this. I get it. I understand it. I'm cool with it. If this did not happen, let's just say, let's play conspiracy theories. Let's say all of this is just a ploy and the story and the Becky with the good hair. Let's say all of this is imaginary, right? You have my attention. Jesus Christ, you got me. Because you can't make this shit up. All right, here's what we're going to do. You don't like podcasts, right?
You have one.
I have one. I do like podcasts. I don't get a floor for a couple seconds to my guys, Nerds with Words. I've been digging on their podcast. They on that pop culture shit just like we are.
Okay.
They own it. So what we gonna do? We gonna give them the floor and play a quick little thing from them. They want to get on the mic, Nerds with Words, and then we'll get back. We'll sit your ass down.
All right.
Hey, this is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout. Come check out our podcast, Nerds with Words. Adam and I talk about pop culture, comedy, comic books, movies, conspiracies. We're both comedians, and we might make you laugh. Every week, we welcome a guest from the entire spectrum of pop culture and science and comedy. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdsWithWords1.
That was our buddies from the Nerds with Words podcast. Please check them out. Good dudes! Good dudes! But, hate to bury the lead. It's one of the best decisions of 2017. Bringing back this segment. Because I thought we was done. I really thought we was done. But ladies and gentlemen, we can sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down.
Yep, this is the sit your ass down for the week ending July 1st, 2017. We got a few for you because we didn't do a sit your ass down last week because we had Piece of a Dream, mm-hmm. and it was all good and it was all love.
You had to be on your best behavior.
I had to be on my best behavior. And quite honestly, everything was right with the world, but we did take some notes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sit your ass down. We don't do this to bully. We don't do this. This is not an award. This is a helpful reminder to say sometimes you get so lost in the sauce of your own stuff. You put yourself on your own pedestal. That you forget that sometimes you need to be taken out of the game a little bit. You need to hit that bench. A la sit your ass down.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we know all of this, sit your ass down for the weekend and then July 1st, 2017. Ready to start this thing out, my man Corey Feldman.
Oh.
Corey Feldman!
Child star Corey Feldman,
you know, adult star. Corey Feldman knocked his own tooth out while performing in concert. Let me read this before. Now, he's been on Good Morning America. He's been on a lot of stuff. Essentially ripping off.
He has been on a lot of stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Essentially ripping off Michael Jackson. Trying to culturally appropriate Michael Jackson himself, his good friend, whatever. But actor, musician, reality star Corey Feldman found himself with one less tooth Wednesday night after his microphone got all up in his grill. He was dancing so hard that the microphone knocked his tooth out. But Feldman managed to knock his own tooth out while performing at Shank Hall in Milwaukee with his band The Angels. The Smash Mouth moment occurred 30 minutes into Feldman's set, and he and his band tore through the song Something in Your Eyes. After receiving his tooth, Feldman went backstage to tend to the matter while his band kept the crowd entertained with a cover of Alanis Morissette's Uninvited. My man was dancing, moving, shaking, gyrating, doing all that stuff so hard, he knocked his own damn tooth out.
I mean, he's not the first to do it.
What do you mean by he's not the first? Hey, who else knocked their own tooth out?
Little Scrappy's mama knocked her tooth out when she was singing, I deserve.
Well, you gotta think, Little Scrappy mom is not really a performer.
She is. A performer. She is. She has some songs out, so she was performing a song, hence knocked her tooth out mid-performance. Basketball player Isaiah Thomas,
he got knocked out in the game. It's a whole different thing. But Corey Feldman doing all this shit, dude, sit your ass down.
Corey Feldman is a very special human.
And he needs to sit his ass down. Next story, you may not know this, this is a new one for sit your ass down, but we are parents, right?
Yeah, last I checked.
Yeah. See, this sit your ass down go to Helen Coyle, who is the head of the Olympia Youth Sports League in Olympia, Washington.
Okay.
She thought it'd be a great idea to have, you ready for this?
Oh, I'm listening.
In her league, ball is soccer. They're playing soccer, no ball.
Is it like
They just running around at this point.
I mean, I believe, like, even someplace like the Special Olympics, they don't even do stuff like that. So, that's stupid.
She was quoted to
say... No offense to people that are in the Special Olympics. No. I'm just saying, like, no. They play full-on ball. It does disability or not. So, you mean to tell me some seven-year-olds are going to play soccer without a ball?
I'm
Why?
Glad you said that, because she was quoted to say... here's the story goes. It goes, a unique new game called Baller Soccer was created to avoid the negative effects of competition for kids.
That's the problem.
The league located has coaches use their imagination to determine where the ball is. I bullshit you not.
That, no.
No. She was quoted to say, we took away the notion of scoring, which meant there were no winners or no losers. But in many ways, we felt that it didn't go far enough. We've actually now taken the ball away. If the ballless soccer movement, it's a goddamn movement. I'm sorry, let me keep reading. If it works, the Olympia is considering removing the ball from other sports leagues as well. The next on the target is basketball.
I bet she vegan. I bet you she vegan.
Hold on, wait. You have ballless soccer. Now you pushing for ballless basketball.
So these
and
kids,
use your imagination of where the ball would be.
And I don't like to use the word retarded. I'm trying to not use that word.
How could you not?
And I'm not trying to offend anybody.
Deserving of sit your ass down.
But lady, so you just gonna have these
sit
kids
your ass
basically
down.
You may as well just let them play badminton or something like that. Like, you just basically had them out jumping around high.
Sit your ass down.
Like, basically, like, what's the point? Like, competition, that's what sports are about. Healthy competition.
It
teaches kids how to compete in a healthy manner. So that's the problem with this generation and these millennials and all this BS. Too much coddling.
Or, you ready for it? You can say it. Sit your ass down.
I'm not saying it.
Sit your ass down.
She need to.
All right, next, sit your ass down. Lady. Go to Isabel.
Lady, what's her name?
Helen Coyle.
Helen Coyle, you are stupid, and I bet you a vegan. You a vegan. You wear yoga pants all day. You got 14 yoga mats in the back of your car. You smell like Brussels sprouts, and your hair's in a messy bun. I bet you. Let me look her up. What's her name?
Either way.
What's her name again?
Helen Coyle.
Coyle,
C-O-Y? Yeah, C-O-Y-L-E. Uh-huh. Head of the Olympia Youth Sports Team.
I bet you she looked like that.
Here it is. Next, sit your ass down. It's been a busy week for the sit your ass downs this week. You know, we retired her daddy. Trump can no longer go to sit your ass downs because we can't keep up. But Ivanka Trump got to sit your ass down this week because in an interview with Fox News, Ivanka told Ainsley Earnhardt that, you know, Ainsley Earnhardt asked a question where she said whether, you know, you're senior advisor on the Trump staff and you're doing your thing, but your whole thing is, do you advise your daddy on tweets about his Twitter feed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her response, you know, I try to stay out of politics.
Yeah, okay.
Why the fuck are you there? If you... let me just read this. I'm just going to read it because I'm trying not to put my own political spin on it. But Ivanka Trump is the senior advisor to the President of the United States, which makes what she said... This is the ad. This is... Which makes what
put
she
a pin in that. Don't she look like she smell like Brussels sprouts and got... She look exactly like how I described her, don't she?
Ball of soccer, man. Just,
don't
just,
she look...
Just chill. We moving on. You got to move on.
Did you see her picture?
I saw her.
Does she look like how I described her?
Yes. You got to keep moving. You got
to
keep moving.
All I wanted to know.
Back to Ivanka Trump. She is advisor of the President of the United States, which makes what she told Fox Friends very, very, very odd. Just to start there. Also, the president is a political figure. She literally has the most powerful politician in the country. He ran for the job. He is a Republican. He is in a political party, he sends tweets every day, probably like six a day, about a wide variety of political matters. Given that she, Ivanka Trump, can't be a senior advisor to the president with the West Wing office, no less, and you proclaim that you try to stay out of politics. That's like an assistant basketball coach saying that they try to stay out of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's like me saying, hey, Sam, what do you think about broadcasting? Well, I try to stay out of broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
I am a podcast. Ivanka Trump, sit your ass down. This was my favorite one because I didn't think you could do this one this week. You ready for this?
I'm listening.
My man Gene Simmons, sit your ass down. Gene Simmons tried to. Can we get a picture of Gene Simmons? All right. Gene Simmons.
Need a picture?
Is trying to trademark the horns at rock concert. How I got there? Yeah, right there in the picture. Right there in the picture. Like how I'm doing this.
The too sweet.
Yeah. He's trying to trademark that, saying he invented that. So whenever you do that, you owe my man a couple dollars. I didn't think you'd do that.
That's bull crap.
He recently was asked to because it's so widespread and you can't trademark. That's like public use at this point.
That's, a lot of people use that symbol. You can't trademark a hand symbol.
Yeah, what's interesting is
I think because of sign language.
Yeah. The American Sign Language League actually countered his suit on that because that is a sign for I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trademark I love you.
Yeah.
And then Marvel jumped in.
Oh, what did they have to say?
Marvel jumped in on this because you take this. You see how I'm doing the horns?
Uh-huh.
Do it upside down.
That's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man!
Yeah.
So, all these people countersued him. He withdrew his argument. He, before we even got a chance to report on this, was asked to sit his ass down. And that's just kind of what he said. He's corrected himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of now, he corrected it. So, here we go. Next, sit your ass down. Go to. You knew it was coming.
What?
The Cosby. All right. Bill Cosby. Fresh off his... He beat the rap. Got the mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time where you legitimately sit your ass down. This is it, right? This is where you fade off in the obscurity. You stay off the radar. Oh, no, not Cos. See, the reason Cos is getting his city's ass down for this week is because Cosby is planning a motivational speaking tour against sexual assault and rape culture.
He can't.
Bill!
You beat the case. You didn't beat the case.
I give it to him.
It was dismissed because he can be tried again.
Oh, yeah.
Was it without prejudice? Meaning they can
keep bringing this up because it was a mistrial.
Yeah, it's a mistrial. So they got to come back at you.
This would be an excellent time to chill.
At this point in my life, if I'm 70, almost 80 years old, I'm legally blind. POP, hold me down, legally blind.
Yeah.
I, at some point, will sit my blind self down. I won't say nothing about rape. I won't even acknowledge it at this point.
All right.
Nigga, you need to be...
Yep. Yep. It came out, didn't it? It came out. Go ahead. Go finish.
Old nigga, I hope somebody trip you while you walking up to the stage to talk about rape after you've just been accused by 1,000 women of date rape. No, Bill. You and your two cock ass like a pistol have a seat.
I like
have several freaking seats.
Or
you old crusty man.
Or sit your ass down.
That.
Hold on. I like your take on it. My take on it.
Crusty. Oh. Yep.
I hear it. I hear the fuss. Let me go ahead. I like
low.
Your take on it.
He just low. Lower than the scum of the freaking earth. Like, really?
Look.
Man, quit squeezing that line. Ain't nothing coming out. The sun dropping off.
Here's my point with Bill with us. I understand that you need to have that conversation with people. I understand that.
Why him?
Or, excuse me. I would like to finish because I know you.
I'm starting to sweat.
Literally anyone else can have this conversation. Cause if you, Bill, have the conversation, it's almost bragging. Like, it's did it. This is how you get away with it.
Wrote OJ's book in self-help form, but not on the book. in speech form, because I'm about to go talk to these women about how not to get raped.
Off the top of the dome. Literally.
First of all,
literally anyone else could do this.
I see y'all folds this paper on the podium. Hello, ladies. I would like to. I'm just going to do a demonstration of how this is going to go. Hello, ladies. How's everyone? Two gentlemen here. Welcome. I'd like to welcome you to my How Not to Get Raped class.
Seminar.
Seminar. I know some of you had to pay at the door, and I appreciate that. I do have t-shirts to give out at the end.
You're the wrong people. You're the wrong person.
I'm a rape survivor, or I didn't get raped. So you can have either t-shirt. So, point A. do your drinks have caps on them? Make sure your drinks have caps. Point B.
Anyone else? All right. Top of the dome. Anyone else that had this speech?
You know, women, how about this? This is how you don't get raped. Don't have titties.
Hi, I'm Bill Cosby.
Don't have a pussy.
Stay away from me.
Don't have a pussy. Don't have those things, and you won't get raped.
Right,
also, if you see a man that may fits my description, may not be me. He just fits my description.
Okay.
You walk the other way, because he may have some old Quaaludes from 1978. He may stick one in your drink.
Off top of the dome. Off top
the
of the
end,
dome.
Please, I have some gift bags for you as you park.
Off top of the dome, who else could deliver this speech?
Bill Burr.
Oh, I would love Bill
Burr.
I would love Bill Burr to deliver this speech. I would just watch it just for the shit, just to watch it.
Him, I would love to hear Louis C.K. deliver the speech. Eddie Murphy would be freaking dope to deliver the anti-rape Bill Cosby speech.
Off top of the dome.
Just because he incited this whole thing, I'll throw Hannibal Buress in there.
Yeah, he is the catalyst that started
That brought the rape allegations back, Hannibal. And this nigga.
Still Cosby.
And I like Bill Cosby. I like the
Cosby. I love Bill Cosby.
But this old nigga.
Yes. I love Bill Cosby, but hold on. Here's my top pick. You ready for this?
Sam, I'm upset.
Here's my top pick.
And I'm sitting here sweating talking about
this. For this speech. Literally any female. Just any female ever. You could just pull them up, say the same exact thing, and it will go over way better than Cosby. Here's what we're going to do. We got one more sit your ass
down. I hope he comes here because I want to go.
I want to go.
Oh, I'm going.
I want to go. Because I want to see how this works out.
And I'm going to tell you, old crusty bastard. You done put your old dick.
Yep.
In women that didn't want your old dick in them. How I fall asleep at the Bill Cosby house, I think I'm about to read some lines. Oh, let's go over the lines for the show, Bill. All right, pull the lines out. Oh, I'm feeling a little woozy. Ooh,
that's
okay.
every
oh y'all wait a minute. Oh, okay, Bill. Oh, I'm feeling a little woozy. Oh my god, I'm sweating here.
And there we go.
Zip zip. I wake up, my titties is all disheveled, vagina wet for no reason.
Bill Cosby
sitting there with a robe and a glass of sherry looking at me type of yep. Okay.
Wow, you're a little emotional about that.
I'm angry. Don't do that. Don't. Oh, my God.
I get it. Don't get me wrong.
I've
never
been raped. I'm the type of person. I'm an open book. I've never been raped. I've never been sexually assaulted. I have been accosted by some crazy gentlemen with some suggestions, but I've never been touched, physically damaged, raped, or any of that stuff. But to women that have, this is such a freaking slap in the freaking face. Nigga, no. So, you in that Technicolor Dreamcoat robe that they said you was wearing with your glass of sherry and your pill bottle with your Quaaludes in there. So you just gonna sit there and look at me while my titties is disheveled because you've been touching them and you've been playing in my vagina. And I didn't invite you to do so.
So
you at least could have asked me.
So
heck, so many people probably would have banged you just because. And Camille, Bill, are you and the young lady in there finished reading your lines? Why, yes, Camille.
So,
could you take my rape robe? Can I have my regular house robe?
So,
this nigga has a rape robe! Okay, I'm done.
Totally deserving of Sit Your Ass Down this week. Alright.
I'm on Amazon currently. I know you probably gonna read an ad for them later. I am.
Okay. I'm just watching you at this point.
No, I'm trying to find a dish drain for our kitchen.
Alright.
But I digress. This nigga.
Going on tour. Taking it on the road.
Can I go? If he come here, I need tickets.
I would love to interview him.
I'm gonna go to Rite Aid, CVS. I'm gonna get a whole bunch of pill bottles and put a whole bunch of Tic Tacs in them and just be flinging them at them from the audience. Wearing a Technicolor Dreamcoat robe, looking at him with a glass of sherry. Maybe. How does it feel, Bill? How does it feel?
Maybe I should have put Bill Cosby last because we got one more such ass.
You should have made him last. I really should have.
I really should have. Last sit chairs down this week. And it's no surprise. It always come from this house. Kylie and Kendall Jenner.
Them two heifers.
Oh. Are facing major backlash.
That's so disrespectful.
In a lawsuit for defacing iconic images.
That's because they
of rappers and rock stars for their clothing lines. Some of those rappers and rockers include Tupac, Biggie, Pink Floyd, Metallica, The Doors, Led Zeppelin, just to name a few. All right, and it took, you know, Biggie's mom, Valletta Wallace, call him out on Twitter, and that's really fan the flames.
Because they're disrespectful.
Here it is. Here's what she wrote: the disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me. I have no idea why they feel they can exploit the deaths of Tupac and my son Christopher to sell a t-shirt. This is disrespectful, disgusting, and exploitation at its worst. End quote.
I agree.
Now, these girls have shirts in which they have full-on logos.
They have classic hip-hop and rock images. With their face
imposed on
top of the image, in like Biggie over the shoulder or Tupac over their shoulder, and that something of that manner.
And my man Michael Rappaport, he started trolling them because he put family pictures of them with his face on their shit.
Is it on Instagram?
Yeah, you can just look it up. He started trolling them. He has t-shirts. You go, IamRappaport.com. You know I rocks with Rappaport. I've been on his show. Hopefully you come to mine. Is Matt, I am Rappaport. I rocks with that podcast, but I digress. Come on, man. Sit your ass down. Why is it this house? You see the pictures?
Yes.
Yeah. Why is it this house just about every week? Somebody makes a contribution. Sit your ass down.
He called it the cease and desist collection.
But that's real talk. Why would you put your face on top of like these iconic images? Because you knew that was gonna sell the shirt.
Yeah, like Forever 21 already got Route 21, Forever 21. Those stores like that already got in trouble for that.
Yeah,
because they had no permission. The artists that, not necessarily Valletta Wallace or the estate of Tupac or anybody like that, it was the artists that took those images. He sued those stores because they did not have permission to print these pictures. Like, copyright is so freaking deep. Like, yeah, you gotta go through a lot. Like, if you don't have, like, if I'm just doing something, like, here, like, if I, like, for instance, I make invitations, and if I use a team, a sports logo,
yeah,
I'm doing it here, and that's totally okay, because I'm not selling, I'm not mass producing stuff.
Yeah.
But in the case that if I made somebody 20 invitations with a Lions logo on it, for instance,
yeah,
and I got a cease and desist, I'll have to pull those, even still for those 20, which you probably won't because it's so small. But when you start mass producing t-shirts and postcards, you start mass producing people's images. Like, that's why they have art brokers and art company too, so you can buy these images, which the artists sell their stuff too, so they don't have to do all that. But if it's the artist that takes a picture, and you take my picture, and you did not ask for permission, and I have proof that this is my copyrighted image, yes, you're going to get a cease and desist, and if you don't pull it, you're going to get sued.
And real talk.
A cease and desist is just being nice.
Real talk. We've had that struggle right here on this podcast because we got to be real careful with copyrighted music.
Yeah. Like this show is, for instance, you like to get away with it while doing something like that, like a podcast or YouTube video.
Fair use.
And you can also say this video is solely for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
This show is solely for entertainment purposes. I'm not doing this to make money or anything like that. You have to state that in the description somewhere to avoid hearing that. But like, when if you, like, for instance, if you went if you got a national radio show and you did not get permission from Pharrell or Jay-Z, no, that's Kanye. They think this beat is Kanye.
What are you talking about?
The beat at the beginning of the show.
No, we had to get the permission to use that.
Yeah, but is it? I'm trying to think. Is it Kanye West or that's
no,
Kanye
that
West.
That's no, it's Jay-Z.
No, the who did the beat? If you did not get permission from the producer or the
artist, we had to get permission from the company to say it's cool.
And if they want to be petty, yes, you can sue them. That's why, like, as soon, like, for instance, YouTube. If I upload a video on YouTube and I have Mask Off playing in the background, and I don't acknowledge the fact that I have Mask Off playing, you got 30 seconds to not to stop playing it. And if you keep playing, they will pull your video.
But that's the thing. I acknowledge the that's not me. At the start of this podcast, I mean, I've said it. If you want me to do it, I have always acknowledged, hey, man, that is a song from these people. See, the Jenners didn't do that. See, that's the thing where fair use doctrine.
Michael Rapaport is so stupid. Oh,
this is the thing where you got the fair use doctrine.
This nigga took their whole family.
Yep. This is the deal with the fair use doctrine. You want to say, like, hey, I got this, I got that, and I am doing this in a way where it doesn't necessarily benefit me or whatever, or you can use that as a thing to teach. These girls saw money-making images, and look, here's the deal. For whatever reason, you guys were the authority on hip-hop via your Instagram. If you were listening on Instagram to a song, that song got on the Billboard charts, like in the top 10. So if you just had dope shirts, just make dope shirts.
Yeah.
You ain't got to take established shit.
There are people that will probably buy a t-shirt just with Kendall Jenner's face on it. Stop putting Pac and Biggie. Stop. You're doing too much. Like, you sit down because you're doing too much. That's way too much. People would probably just buy a Kylie t-shirt just because they like Kylie. People buy a Kendall Jenner t-shirt just because they like Kendall Jenner. You all have the fan base. You don't have to, what is it,
culturally appropriate.
You don't have to do that. And I'm not talking about just for black people. I'm saying, like, the culture of music. Things you all probably know nothing about. The Doors, you don't know nothing about that stuff. It's just a cool image. Rock t-shirts are cool right now. They're in fashion because people are distressed in tea. So that stuff is in fashion right now. But I guarantee you, if you just put Kylie and Kendall on the t-shirt, they will sell out because people love them. You don't have to do that.
But, yeah, they did. So here we go. That was a sit your ass down.
That nigga Bill.
This week.
Happy birthday again, baby.
Oh, happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you for telling me
happy birthday, because I've been working hard for your birthday. I had to sell a lot of cookies to buy you a birthday gift.
All right. I'm going to decode that in a few minutes because I don't know what that means.
I got a cookie business.
Hey, you want to call it? You want to just call it at this point? Because I think we did an hour. We'll just call it.
Yeah, great podcast. Again, I'm going to say happy birthday. I love you. I wish you many, many more.
Appreciate it. Please like, subscribe, rate, review on
That'd
iTunes.
That'd be the best birthday gift you can get, Sam.
And here's what we're going to do. Let's just do the whole thing. You can go to samshownation.com because this sits your ass down this week. It was so many because we skipped a week. Yeah. So you got last week's in it too. You can always hit us up at samshownation.com, the website for everything revolving around Just Talk With Sam podcast. You hit us up on Facebook and Instagram at Just Talk With Sam. No G in talking, Just Talk With Sam. You can talk to me personally on Twitter at SamShow11. And we're going to get out of here. Let it cool down from all the cars.
Yeah, because I'm sweating.
All right. See you guys next week.
All right. Bye.